On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Alex the pass, looking, fires Chris Thompson, left side, five, to the pylon, touchdown! Touchdown Redskins, Chris Thompson from 13 yards out.
What up everybody, JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. This is the day after podcast. This is the day after the Redskins put a whooping on the Arizona Cardinals, 24-6, a game that was much more one-sided than that final score indicates. Before we dig into what the day after podcast holds, I want to tell you to go check out our good friends, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Y'all should ride with them. All right, here's the plan for this podcast. I get an exclusive one-on-one sit down with Jay Gruden. The only place you are going to hear anyone sit down one-on-one with Jay Gruden is on this podcast. So that's pretty damn cool, frankly. Jay was great, talked about Alex Smith, talked about how important it was to him on a personal level to see Chris Thompson back on the football field. You guys will get to see, or not see, we'll have plenty of that on NBC Sports Washington if you want to see it, but you get to hear it on this podcast. Then we're also going to go to a one-on-one interview with Quentin Dunbar and a one-on-one interview with Morgan Moses from our post-game show yesterday. Both are very insightful about the Skins' ability to run the ball and just the great game Dunbar had, and the interaction he has with D'Angelo Hall is honestly kind of touching. I thought it was an awesome, awesome moment, so hopefully you guys enjoy that. All right, before we go to Gruden, though, I want to make sure you guys are checking out Oarsman Ford Lincoln of Alexandria. Ford makes great SUVs. I think an Explorer could be in my future, but there are a few cars as cool as a Lincoln Town Car. And if anybody out there watches the show Justified, and you see Raylan Jennings riding around in that black Lincoln Town Car, it's pretty badass, man. So when I'm older someday, maybe I'll get a Lincoln Town Car. In the meantime, let's go to Jay Gruden. Thank you to the folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Very nice of Redskins head coach Jay Gruden to join us after a big win in the desert, 24-6 over the Arizona Cardinals. What's your immediate takeaway from that game now that you're about 24 hours removed and you can kind of decompress it all?
Well, I think defensively, I'm impressed with our tenacity, our aggression, our ability to tackle and gang tackle. You know, we had hats on the ball, lots of multiple hats on the ball multiple times, which is fun to watch. Offensively, I think our diversity. We're able to run the ball, play actions, drop back. Alex ran the show, offensive line gave him good time, and tight ends blocked well in the running game and did a good job in a passing game. And, of course, the running backs, can't be more impressed with those guys.
Months now, you've been talking about running the ball and stopping the run. And by and large, you guys did that very well in Arizona. How much of that was the scheme working, and how much of that was players just figuring things out?
I think it's always about the players. You know, they did a great job of executing. We ran a lot of different types of runs, too, and that's not easy to do. You know, you're running a tight gap zone play, and then you run an outside zone, then you run a gap trap, then you run a zone read, then you run a jet sweep, and all these options and all that stuff. So I think they handled it great. I think we have a very diverse package, which is good, keeps people off balance. But you can have as many plays as you want. If the guys don't execute them, they're not very good. Our guys execute them, and hence the outcome.
I told you a month ago Adrian Peterson would have 160 total yards in your season opener in a big win for you. What would your reaction have been?
That's great. I would have never believed you, but I would have been happy about it like I am right now. I think he played well. I think there's some things he can clean up, but I like the way he runs, man. He's a good slasher in a hole. He gets north and south. The downhill runs is really what he's good at. We're working out some outside zone type things out of the gun for him, and he's going to do better at that as the season goes on. But overall, I think he's been a great addition to this football team.
I talked to Morgan Moses after the game about Peterson, and he told me that Peterson's physicality, his tenacity through the hole, and just wanting to run over people, that's contagious, both on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball. Is that just kind of an added bonus with everything else he's given you guys?
I think so. I think the whole game was contagious. We started out, got a nice lead, and I think we were very good at handling that. I think our guys kind of rallied around that, got a little bit of emotional lift from the success we had on offense, and our defense got the ball back for us, and our offense produced again, and it just snowballed effect. Now the key is going to be later on, week two, week three, how we're going to handle some adverse situations. So that'll be critical to us. But the physicality is what it's all about in pro football. We did a good job yesterday.
Speaking of adverse situations, Chris Thompson back on the field yesterday for the first time since a pretty gruesome broken leg injury last year in New Orleans. What did it mean for you, just as someone who's invested emotionally in Thompson, as well as developing him as a player, to see him back on the field and just look as explosive as ever?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to Chris as a person. You know, he's a great character already. You know, you love the person, and that's his first step. And then as a player, you saw what happened to us last year when he went down. Your offense suffered a little bit. He's a great weapon for us. And when he goes down against New Orleans, you see about 25 guys huddled around him because they knew what a great guy he was and how much he meant to this football team. To have him back, watch him work every day in the offseason, never take a day off, and then produce like he did is gives you chills, man. I'm excited for it, and hopefully we can keep it up because he's a great, great player and a great weapon.
You got any nickname suggestions for Peterson and Thompson?
No, I don't have one yet.
That's not on your top of your list?
I'll just call them Adrian and Chris for now.
That's a good one, though. Sometimes keeping it simple is the best way. Different injury situation, but having Jordan Reed back out on the field, what does that do for you offensively?
It does a lot. You know, Jordan Reed is a nightmare when it comes to matchups, and he's also did a better job in the core as far as blocking. Had some really good blocks at his point of attack yesterday, which is great to see. So we can line him up, get two tight end sets out there. They were playing nickel sub the whole time against us. We were able to get some runs because of that. And if they want to play base, then we can split them out and do a lot of different things and get them matched up on safeties and linebackers. So he is another guy that when he went down last year, we suffered quite a bit. When we have Chris and Jordan in the game at the same time, along with Paul Richardson, Josh, and Crowder, it's pretty good array of weapons.
You know it was a good game running the football when we're about 5 minutes in and I haven't asked you about the new quarterback yet.
Yeah, that's true.
What'd you think of Alex?
I thought he was great. You know, like I said, we put a lot on his plate. You know, we demand a lot from the quarterback position, as you well know, as everybody knows here, and he handled it with ease, really. You know, there's a few things that I screwed up on as a play call. We got to get cleaned up, but overall, I think the tempo was great. He handled the noise extremely well, handled adverse situations, pass rush. He escaped, kept plays alive, made a great throw to Jordan Reed on a scramble throw, and avoided the negative plays, really. He's just a great game manager, and he's a great quarterback. He's not a game manager, but he's a great quarterback. He can do everything.
Specifically, the play where he avoided a safety, when the game was still very much in question at that point. If you take the safety, then you have to kick them the ball. What were your thoughts when he was able to evade the pass rush and get that ball off?
Yeah, it was great, man. It was a huge play in the game, really. You know, I tried to call a safe play, a little screen pass, and nobody blocked the internal rusher, which I got to figure out why that
was.
He
came super clean.
Right in the middle, and that's we take pride in protecting the quarterback up the middle. We got to get that fixed. But it was a great job by him avoiding catastrophe right there because that could have changed the game.
No real big plays in the passing game? Was that the game plan? Was it just not there?
Well, we didn't take a lot of shots. We were running the ball pretty well. You know,
sure.
We had some RPOs going and we want to get Adrian some looks and obviously Chris some looks. And when we have success running the ball, that does open up some play-action shots, but we wanted to keep running, keep pounding it, keep our defense fresh, and that was the game plan this week, and hopefully it'll carry over next week. But we will take some shots, don't worry.
I won't worry. Is that the plan? Is what we saw in Arizona what you want every game to look like?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. 21-0
at halftime? Yeah, I want every game to look like that. But I know that won't be the case. You know, Arizona's a good football team. They're learning a new defense with a new defensive coordinator and head coach moving forward against Indianapolis and then Green Bay. The challenges are going to get greater and greater. And teams will have some tape on us, and they'll make adjustments, and we have to make adjustments also. So we'll see.
Two more quickly. I know the defense did a tremendous job stopping David Johnson, and that's a big-time challenge. Yet there wasn't a lot of pressure on Sam Bradford. Was that by design, or were guys just not getting home?
We got three sacks, I think, or two. I know Ryan got one, and Ioannidis got one late. But we did have some plays where we pushed the pocket. On Dunbar's interception, he couldn't step into the throw, and he sailed the ball, and Dunbar got it. So there is some good push in the pocket. We do have to do a better job with our four-man rush, get more pressure, but I think that'll come. Overall, I think we were so aware of where David Johnson was, we wanted to make sure we kept him in check and then got to the passer a little bit later. Knew if we pushed the pocket against Sam, just made him a little bit uncomfortable coming off that injury. I think we'd have some success, and we did.
Gotcha. Injuries were such a major factor last year. You had two of your young wideouts go down in this game in Cam Sims and Trey Quinn. Any updates there?
Yeah, they're going to get checked. They've got checked, and we're just waiting to see the final verdict from the doctor, whether or not they have surgery or not. They both have high ankle injuries, and we'll go from there. So those two guys are key special team players for us, so we're going to have to make some adjustments. Our special teams took a hit.
Cot Week is going to come into your office, bang on that door.
He's already been there. Yeah.
Well, and Mo Harris, too.
Yeah, Mo Harris, hopefully we'll get back, but we'll wait and see. He's still been in concussion protocol, and we got to get him well first, and that's totally up to the doctors. We'll wait and see how he's doing.
If you need to, do you look to the practice squad? Do you look to a guy like Brian Quick, who was here?
Yeah, Quick was here. That's an option for sure. We have a couple guys on the practice squad that are intriguing, you know, especially for the special teams roles. You know, I think we have the big three with Richardson, Crowder, and Doxson. Jordan can also play any of the receiver spots. We need that fourth, and we have Mo Harris here. We need that extra guy to be a really good player on special teams also.
Gotcha. Jay, thanks very much. Congrats on the big win.
Thank you.
I will never ask you again about winning a season opener.
Good. Thank you.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
2 minutes to go on the third. Bradford to throw again. Looking down the left side, tosses it, and is intercepted. Intercepted by the Redskins. That is Quentin Dunbar. He's been all over the football today, and he gets the first pick of the season for the Washington Redskins.
Quentin, obviously a big opportunity for you this year. You are a starting corner after a guy that learned the position on the fly in the NFL. Your first game as the starter, you went out there and were lights out, had the interception, a number of passes defense. How do you feel about your performance?
I just thank the grind, man. Thank the guys who put me in this process. You know, Coach Arby Hill, of course, D-Hall. Those guys helped me from day one, man. Learning, helping me with techniques, helping me understand the defense and learning concepts, and it's coming all together.
I wanted to ask you, it seems like you and Jay Gruden have a special relationship. Especially he was a guy that identified you as a wideout and said, hey, that guy could play corner. He's got the length, he's got the range. What is it like finally breaking through in a season opener, not just for you as a player, but for the coach?
Coach Gruden definitely got that special bond, man. I definitely felt like I'm a little son to him. He always talked to me like I'm his little son. And I just appreciate him for believing in me and seeing that in me and helped me get to this point I am today.
And then defensively, I mean, you guys had the shutout going. They had five first downs mm-hmm. through the first three quarters of this game.
Yeah.
That's remarkably hard to do. What do you say about the Redskins' defensive performance today?
I mean, just all the hard work, man, and we put in and what we believe in, man. We got a lot of special players out there that's young, that's going to always get bought up. But, you know, those guys can play, man. You got Payne, Allen, Fabian, Monte. It's a lot of talent, a lot of speed out there. And I feel like if we just continue to believe in each other and continue to communicate and continue to trust the process, that is lights out for this defense.
All right, you've heard enough from me. You wear 23. We know why. D'Angelo Hall is in studio and wants to talk to you. I'm just stepping out of the way now.
Dunbar, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, OG?
Not much, man. I shot you a text. I appreciate you coming on, man.
No problem, man. You know, anything for you.
Hey, I saw the first play, all right?
Yes.
They weren't running a lot of deep routes. You had an opportunity to get a pick. You dropped it. What were you thinking when you dropped that pick, the first one?
And it came up on me fast, man. I played it from off. I read two. And I seen two come to the flat. And I know from film study all week that when two come to the flat, you get your slants and your curls, man. So, I mean, I was a little anxious. I seen two go to the flat, and I broke on it fast, and the ball hit me right in my face, man.
Hey, you know what, though? What you did great that a lot of young DBs don't do is you forgot about that play. You forgot about that play you left out there. Later in the game, you get a deep route by that receiver where a lot of young corners will stay on that receiver. You had your eyes on the quarterback, and you saw two, which was a tight end coming out, and Sam threw you a gift, man. Tell me about that.
Man, of course, man. I feel like that was from a little experience. I don't know if you remember, but Chicago. Yes, you called me right out.
Yes.
We got into it. You got on me like, man, Dunny, man, I understand you got the third, but, man, you could, if you read, you know, you read two and you understand the concept that you could sag off and pick that, man. And I never forgot that day because you got on my ass, man. And I won't. And I
hey, Dunny, I love you, man. I love your passion, your energy, man. Like, most people don't understand the hard work that you've put in year after year after year to get to this point, man. I'm so proud of you, man. I love you to death. Great game, man. Just keep those guys focused and y'all keep fighting, man.
Okay, I appreciate you, OG.
No
doubt. Real quick, Jewel, I just want to say that I got Quentin to come out and talk to us. I asked him about the interception, which he was happy to talk about. D-Hall's first question is, why'd you drop that pick, man?
Man, it got up on me fast, man. I broke, and it hit me right in the face, man. But it's all...
Because Dunny know, you get paid when you catch interceptions, and I always preach that to my young guys. And I want him to catch as many as they throw his way, because I'm telling you, this dude is going to be special.
Appreciate you, OG, man. It's all love. You already know.
I formation, a yard away. Hand off Peterson. It's a Redskins touchdown.
Yeah!
Peterson's 100th career touchdown, and the Redskins score.
That's an attitude moment for this offense. It's third and one, and you know you're going to run the ball. It's your bigs against their bigs, and they pounded in. Great job up front by the center. Sean LaVau, an excellent job, and Peterson felt it all the way with a subtle cutback.
I wanted to bring Morgan out, one, because he made fun of me when he came down the tunnel, me asking questions about week one. So let's start there. How good did it feel to win a season opener?
Obviously, you know, this is probably the first season opener win we've had since, you know, I've been a part of the Redskins. So just to get that feeling and starting 1-0, going back home next week, and, you know, we got to bring a home win.
And I know that you guys love Jay, and Jay was getting asked a lot, some by me, but lots of other people too, about not being able to get a win in the season opener. What does this mean for you guys to give the coach that effort?
It's big. You know, obviously, you know, there's been a lot of talk of us not playing a lot in the preseason. And, you know, one of the big things is not us as a team not starting fast. So being able to come out here, you know, obviously it's not perfect. You know, we got to look back at the film and correct things. But obviously, my guy Brandon.
Get your line mate
in here. My guy Brandon Scrief. Hey, what's up, Scrief? but obviously, you know, coming out running the ball, you know, I think we had like 20 minutes of possession in the first half. So. Just, you know, establishing something and getting that win is a big for us.
At halftime, you guys had the ball for 23 out of 30 minutes of the first half. Right. Let's talk about just the physicality running the football and what does Adrian Peterson bring to you guys when you run it?
I mean, you've seen it yourself, man. You know, obviously the guy runs hard. I mean, you know, just look at the numbers he's put up in his career, man. I mean, he broke the 10th.
Jim Brown.
So, you know, the numbers don't lie. I'm just happy we were able to block for him so he can get that today. So, you know, obviously having him on the team, another veteran guy, but it also clears up space for guys like Rob Kelly for a changeup and Chris Thompson on the third down. And so when you take pressure off those guys, the offense is wide open.
Well, and you were telling me in the locker room that you and Peterson have a friendship that's developed over a couple of years and how much it means for you. Tell the folks that story, how long you've known him and just how it all shook out.
I've known him for a couple of years. You know, obviously, you know, Trent flies all the offensive line down in the offseason in Houston. And, you know, one thing Adrian's always said is, like, he's never been around an offensive line where the camaraderie is so high. So anytime you get a veteran that says that and realizes that what he has in front of him, it's a great feeling for us, man.
From one lineman to another, Trevor Maddish has a question for you in studio.
Yep.
Morgan, it's a thrill to block for a future Hall of Famer. I got to spend a year with Barry Sanders.
and blocked for him some, and it was awesome. What is it like to block for Adrian Peterson from a standpoint of on the field, opposing that defense, Peterson's behind you? What's that like?
Well, you know he's a downhill runner, and the biggest thing is, like, for him, when he gets the ball, you know it's going to be a positive run. Like, even if it's the blocking's not great, you know, obviously we have stuff that we have to clean up as an offensive line and as an offense, but the guy falls forward for 2 or 3 yards every time he touches the ball. And so that's moving the change, you know. That's making second down, second and seven, second and six instead of second and 10. So when you have that, that ability to move the ball down the field, man, the sky's the limit.
And really, we saw that today with your offense. We haven't really talked about Chris Thompson, who had 120 total yards in his first game back from injury. I asked Rob Kelly what he thought about Thompson's game. He said, looked like he was faking his injury.
No, man, you know, obviously this offseason going, you know, being there with Chris and, you know, both of us having injuries, you know, we've talked about, you know, coming back, you know, making sure we time it out right where you're not rushing it, but you're coming back and you're 100%. And I told him before the game, hey, here we are, man. We made it here. So let's go. Let's go out there and do it. Head down. And he had an unbelievable game, man.
What would you say now to the questions about if you played enough in the preseason?
You know, obviously, you know, with Callahan every day out of the week, you know, he pushes us, man. We get something accomplished every day. And then obviously you see that defense that we go against every day. Obviously that makes us better as a unit. It makes them better as a unit when we go against them. So obviously, you know, we're doing something right.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.